At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues this week's journey into the gift of discerning of spirits by looking at how Jesus and the early church modeled this gift. From casting out demons to identifying deception, their spiritual discernment was sharp, and ours needs to be too. Our key verse for today is Matthew 16:23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's purposes, but men's." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we laid the foundation for what the discerning of spirits is and why we desperately need this gift in today's church. It's not suspicion, it's not intuition, it's a Holy Spirit-empowered ability to recognize what's from God, what's from man, and what's from the devil. Today, I want to take us deeper by showing us how this gift operated in the life of Jesus and in the early church. Because we don't just need teaching, we need models. We need to see how this gift works in real life ministry, not just theory. And there's no better place to start than with Jesus himself. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, it gives us a jaw-dropping moment. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and Peter, yes, the same Peter who just confessed that Jesus is the Messiah, starts rebuking Jesus for saying that he must suffer and die. And in response, Jesus says something shocking. "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me." Now, why would Jesus say this? Because Jesus wasn't just reacting to Peter's words. He was discerning the spirit behind them. That's the gift of discernment in action. Jesus recognized that this wasn't just Peter being emotional. This was a demonic attempt to tempt him away from the cross, and Jesus called it out. That's what real discernment does. It doesn't just get fooled by flattery. It doesn't get distracted by good intentions. It sees the source. And what's wild is this. Jesus doesn't reject Peter as a person. He doesn't cast him aside. He corrects him sharply, yes, but he does so by rebuking Satan, not Peter's identity. And that's true spiritual maturity. It confronts the spirit without condemning the soul. Now let's take another example. In Mark chapter 1, verse 23 through 25. "Just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'What business do you have with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.'" Now look at that. This demon-possessed man is in the synagogue. He's not hiding in a cave. He's not out in the wilderness. He's in the house of worship. And what does the demon say? He says, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Now that sounds like truth. That sounds like theology. But Jesus doesn't entertain it. He discerns the source and he casts it out. Why? Because the purpose of discernment is not to be impressed with spiritual knowledge. It's to protect the environment where God is moving. Jesus didn't need a demon validating his ministry, and we don't either. It doesn't matter how right something sounds. If the source is demonic, it needs to be shut down. Now let's shift from Jesus to the early church, because the same spirit that filled Jesus now fills us. The gift didn't stop at Calvary. It was passed on at Pentecost. So let's go to Acts chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira sell a piece of property and lie about how much money that they made, and they pretend to give the full amount to the apostles. Nobody had told them that they had to give it all. Their sin wasn't in the amount, it was in the deception. And what happens? Peter discerns it. In Acts chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the proceeds of the land?" Peter didn't have a hidden recording device. He didn't have a financial spreadsheet. What he had was the Holy Spirit giving him discernment. And that discernment protected the integrity of the church. Because in that moment, God wasn't just dealing with one couple. He was establishing the fear of the Lord in the early church. And he used the gift of discernment to reveal what was hidden in darkness. Now let's keep going with Acts chapter 8. Philip goes to Samaria and he preaches the gospel. A revival breaks out. People are healed. Demons are cast out. And one of the new believers is a man named Simon, who used to practice sorcery and amaze the people with his magics. And Simon is baptized. He follows Philip. Everything seems good, until Peter shows up. In Acts chapter 8, verses 18 through 20, Simon offers money to receive the power to lay hands on people and have them receive the Holy Spirit. And Peter doesn't just say, "That's a bad idea." He says, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought that you could acquire the gift of God with money." Then he adds, "You have no part or share in this matter, for your heart is not right before God." Again, discernment. Simon said the right things. He went through the motions, but the spirit in Peter recognized the corruption that was in Simon's heart. This is the power of the discerning of spirits. It reveals motives. It sees beyond behavior. It cuts straight to the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." And that same sharpness is found in spiritual discernment. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 16, because we mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth revisiting. Paul and Silas are being followed by a slave girl with a spirit of divination. She's shouting truth. "These men are servants of the Most High God." And yet Paul discerns the source. He doesn't welcome the attention. He doesn't take the free advertising. He casts out the spirit. Because again, it's not about what's being said. It's about who's saying it. And this is where we need to wake up as a church. Just because someone sounds prophetic doesn't mean they're Holy Spirit filled. Just because a person has a dream or a word or a vision doesn't mean it's from God. Just because a person uses the name of Jesus doesn't mean they're submitted to Jesus. We need discernment, and not just in the church building, but in everyday life. You need discernment when you scroll through social media and hear people preaching messages that sound right, but are full of compromise. You need discernment when a friend gives you advice that seems logical, but doesn't line up with the Word of God. You need discernment when a worship atmosphere feels intense, but something in your spirit is unsettled. The early church didn't walk in discernment just to spot demons. They walked in discernment to guard the move of God, and we must do the same. So how do we grow in this gift? Well, here's where it gets practical. Number one, spend time in God's presence. The more time you spend with Him, the more sensitive you become to His Spirit. You'll start to feel a check when something's off. You'll start to sense when something is grieving the Spirit. Number two, stay rooted in the Word. You cannot walk in discernment if you don't know Scripture. The Word is your measuring stick. If it doesn't line up, it's not from God. Number three, submit to spiritual authority. Even if you sense something, you need to be humble enough to bring it to leadership and get confirmation. Discernment submitted is discernment protected. Number four, practice obedience. When the Holy Spirit prompts you, respond. Even if you're not sure at first, stepping out builds spiritual sensitivity. The more you respond to His voice, the clearer it becomes. Number five is fast and pray. Jesus says in Mark chapter 9, verse 29, this kind cannot come out by anything except prayer. Fasting and prayer sharpens your spiritual ears and helps you recognize what's really going on. Discernment isn't just a moment, but a lifestyle. And the more we cultivate it, the more we'll protect what God is doing in us and around us. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. Are you walking like Jesus and the apostles did? Are you letting the Holy Spirit help you beyond the surface? Or are you still judging by appearance and emotion? Ask the Lord to sharpen your spiritual vision. Ask Him to give you the boldness to speak when it's time to speak, and the wisdom to remain silent when it's time to wait. And when you sense something is off, don't ignore it. Press in, pray, and ask the Spirit to reveal what's really going on. Now, tomorrow, we will take this even further by exploring how to recognize the Spirit behind the manifestation and why testing the spirits is more important now than ever. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.